Today we'll be doing Sif Yates. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Beschilas Aksiva Yomar Bethiv Ani Kosev L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin." When you start writing the parshios of your tefillin, you have to say, "I'm doing this for the sake of Kedushas Tefillin." Milavad Zeh Bechol Pam Shekosev Askara Tzarich Lomer Shekosev L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. And every time you write Hashem's name, you also have to specify that you're writing it for the sake of the Kedusha of Hashem's name. The Rama says, "Yishomer Desagi Kishem Echashiv Shekosev Askaros Teshman." However, Hotzi Beschilas Aksiva Bethiv Sagi Behachi V'Yesh Lahaka B'Diava. The Rama says that there are those who say that it's sufficient to just think in your mind that you're writing Hashem's name L'Shem, because since you said it at the beginning, you're writing it, that's okay. And there are, so the Rama says, "Bidiyev, you could be make it like this." If you're dozing off, if you're falling asleep, you shouldn't be writing it because then you're not going to be able to write with the proper kavana. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and Tzadi Beis tells us, "Bischilas imihiya af osachas shelo nichtav l'shem tefillin pasul." If even one letter was not written l'shem tefillin, then it's pasul. V'lo mahani avaras kol mos l'shma. You can't just pass the quill over it l'shma. Uschilas wrote to Lomer, "Tchilas kol aparshios yomer ani kosev parshios elu l'shem." Umahani is a medina afilum hifsek ben aparshios. So if at the beginning of writing the parashas until you say I'm doing the Shema, then even if you take a break in the middle, that's okay. You should say at the beginning before writing each section. You should say that. Haksiva nira duhua din besikona osios hanefrados the tzarich l'shman ha'ol devalavachi atzilin himsulim deinolim tzuras osios karai. If you're separating letters that are touching each other, then you also have to do that l'shma. Yomar v'imacher kosev tzarich gam hulomar kain after emtzakishu maskav. If somebody else is writing it, then he also has to say that he's doing it l'shem kedushas tefillin. Befiv alosagi b'machashav af b'diavad v'ayim b'chidush v'kiv. You can't even just think about it. You actually have to verbalize it. You're doing it l'shma. And he kosev yishakasu denachon sheyomar az gam kain v'chol askaru shabol l'shem kedushas Hashem. The shema yishkach achakach l'kadesh Hashem b'mekom v'ayim v'halacha. So some say it's better at the time that you start writing the parashios to mention that you're doing it l'shem kedushas Hashem, so that this way you don't forget to do it later. B'chol pa'amim kosev shtei askaros b'li hafzik da'i b'kir shechef. Writing two names of Hashem one after another without a break, then you could just make that declaration once. V'schilas aksiva shehu kosev l'shem kedushas tefillin v'afte lo hiskir batchila kedushas askaros agi d'mikol makom harei hiskir l'shem kedusha. Even if you don't mention that you're doing it l'shem kedushas Hashem, but you said that I'm doing it l'shem kedushas tefillin, that's enough. Avlam gam batchila lo hiskir b'feirish rak b'machashav b'yalma. But if you didn't specify it originally, you just thought about it. Oshata lo kedusha so askaros afilu b'machashav. But if you didn't, or if you didn't even sanctify it, you didn't say that you're doing it, you didn't even think about the fact that you're doing it l'shem kedushas tefillin, then you're not yotzi even b'di'avad. B'di'avad avol lechanchilu tzarich lomer b'feirish b'chol pam shekosev v'askaros l'shem kedushas Hashem afilu imamar b'schilas aksiva v'chol askaros shabo b'chein pasku ha'acharon. However, the Achronim say lechanchilu, even if you said in the beginning that you're writing the parshios and Hashem's names l'shem kedushas tefillin, but nonetheless you should, but lechanchilu, every time you write Hashem's name, you should specify that you're doing it l'shem kedushas Hashem. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a sif chaf tomorrow.